hey. Hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with We Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. The way, the truth, and the life. The only way to please God is by coming to Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. And you're going to be hearing plenty about that in the next half hour or so. Justice, Brittany, and Tristan, nice to have you kiddos listening. Hello, Amanda. Hello, Stephen. Hello, Jacob. Hello, Matthew. And is today drawing day? Daniel, thanks for sending this in. I like this. With all the green and all the leaves, God made everything. That's beautiful. Brother Paul makes one out of, let me tell you, you're into coloring with red, aren't you? Thank you, Paul. And Maria has drawn one also for me. Thank you, kids. Appreciate that. And here's a photograph of Rachel Ann with Dennis the Menace, I guess that is. Thanks for writing. And here's a whole page full of them, of a family, Peter, Andrew, Grace, and Mama and Papa. All listeners to We Kids on KATB in Anchorage, Alaska. Thank you so much for sending this in. I like the smiling faces. Now, if someone has done something bad to you, should you forgive them? If someone has done something very bad to you, should you forgive them? If someone has done something really bad to you, should you forgive them? Jesus says yes, yes, and yes. And this is where we're going during Bible time in the next few minutes of We Kids, because we all need to forgive and to be forgiven. Stay tuned, youngster. Good news on the radio. We Kids!
Nobody's perfect.
Yes, I guess the Bible is true after all. Romans 3:23 says, for all, that means you, that means me, that means everybody, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Nobody is perfect.
Mr. Nick, Mr. Nick.
Hey, Nikki.
Mr. Nick, how can they sing nobody's perfect?
Well, it's true.
No, it's not.
Oh?
I'm perfect.
Is that so?
Yeah, perfectly hungry.
Hey, Nikki, I should have known, you funny kid, you. You want this apple here?
No, thank you, because then I wouldn't be so perfectly hungry.
Nikki, give up. You're not so perfect after all. I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. The song was right. The Bible is right.
Yeah, I know. But Jesus is perfect.
Yes. And the perfect Jesus Christ is our only hope of knowing God.
Because he is God, right, Mr. Nick?
That's right. And he died for us to take our sin punishment.
But he did not stay dead.
That's also right.
He rose from death.
And now he lives in the hearts of his children, the people who love him.
So I'm still perfect, Mr. Nick.
What?
Perfectly clean in Jesus.
That's the way God sees you now. Nikki, you need to be careful about telling people that you're perfect.
I explain it.
Well...
Gotta go, Mr. Nick.
Thanks for dropping by, little guy.
Bye.
See ya. Jesus Christ said that we're supposed to forgive each other. Did he really mean it? That's next.
Picking up my socks, hanging up my clothes.
That's good.
Helping with the dishes, doing what I'm told.
Uh-huh.
To love and obey, it's the only way of pleasing you.
What else can you do?
Sharing with my friends, being good to all.
Uh-huh.
Helping anyone if I see them fall.
Oh, that's good.
It's just another way of saying, Lord, I love you.
Wow, you've learned a lot. Right.
It's just another way of saying, Lord, I love you.
Oh, and he loves you too. To love and obey.
To love and obey.
It's the only way.
It's the only way.
To love and obey. It's the only way of pleasing you. It's true.
To love and obey. It's the only way of pleasing you.
All right. Youngster, that's a good way to help us get started with we kids here. And remember, if you're a child of the King, the good things that you do, like loving and obeying, are because you're a child of the King, not to earn your way into the kingdom. Let me tell you, a lot of people have tried to be good enough to please God, but nobody's perfect. Which leads us to Matthew chapter 18, today's Bible time, about forgiveness. Peter came to Jesus and asked if he should forgive someone as many as 7 times. Jesus told Peter that the person should be forgiven 70 times 7. Then Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who decided to collect the money his servants owed him. So the king began to collect his money. One servant owed him several $1 million. But the servant did not have enough money to pay his master, the king. So the master ordered that everything the servant owned should be sold, even the servant's wife and children, and the money would be used to pay the king what the servant owed. But the servant fell on his knees and begged, 'Be patient with me. I will pay you everything I owe.' The master felt sorry for his servant. So the master told the servant he did not have to pay. He let the servant go free. Later, that same servant found another servant who owed him a few dollars. The servant grabbed the other servant around the neck and said, 'Pay me the money you owe me.' The other servant fell on his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me. I will pay you everything I owe.' But the first servant refused to be patient. He had the other servant thrown into prison until he could pay everything he owed. The other servants saw what happened. They were very sorry. So they went and told their master all that had happened. Then the master called his servant in and said, "You evil servant! You begged me to forgive what you owed, so I told you that you did not have to pay anything. I had mercy on you. You should have had the same mercy on that other servant." The master was very angry, and he put the servant in prison to be punished. The servant had to stay in prison until he could pay everything he owed. "This king," Jesus says, "did what my heavenly Father will do to you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." Here's a good verse to remember, youngster, and oldster as well, if you're sneak listening. Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you."
Peter said, "Lord, how many times must I forgive?" Peter said, "Lord, how many times must I forgive?" And Jesus said, "It's like the servant who had a debt. He couldn't repay what he owed or he spent. So the master came, wiped it all clean. But the servant couldn't forgive anything." And Jesus said, "Oh, I forgive you. Stars and the sand." And Jesus said, "Oh, I forgive you, so you must forgive again." So when someone hurts you, forgive the debt they owe. Jesus said, "Oh, I forgive you more than the stars and the sand." And Jesus said, "Oh, I forgive you, and you must forgive again.
Thank you, Mary Rice Hopkins. Matthew chapter 18 is important to remember. Just as God has forgiven us through Christ, we must forgive others. Youngsters, so good to have you listening. Bible-based radio is what this is for little people and their families. It's We Kids, and now it's time for our wonderful We Kids March. I need some March leaders. Zachary, Amy, Valerie, Sarah. Difficult pick here, but Mr. Nick picks the little kid. Sarah, you can do this. Noble, I'm making you March leader today, and I know Danielle and Lance don't like to march. How could this be? But I want you to, as well as Olivia and Ellen, behind Noble today. And Duncan, having a birthday later this month. Birthday greetings a little bit early to you. And you want to be March leader ahead of Molly, Rebecca, James, and Mac? You're picked. And over here, Beth Ann, you're ahead of Nathan and Jonathan. And one more of the Brendan, Maria, Taylor, and Reuben kids. Reuben, you're the March leader today. Now, I'd love to go through all these names, but you know, because of time, I just can't do this. So, Mama, Papa, if I've not picked a march leader there, will you help out, please, by picking a march leader suitable to the moment? Thank you very much. By the way, when we get to heaven and we're going to be marching, I am picking all the march leaders because we have eternity, you know. That's going to be wonderful. Rules for our wonderful Wee Kids March. Are we going to be marching in heaven? Well, we'll see. Rule number one, you have to keep your feet in time with the music. Number two, knees up high. You know these, don't you? Number three, watch out for little marchers, especially if you're a big marcher, a papa-sized marcher. And number four, oh, the T-bone players are at it again, as usual. Be sure to watch out for the trombone players during our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. Oh, my goodness, look at these marchers. Put those feet in time with the music, please. Justice, Brittany, and Tristan, good marching. Here comes Brett. Hello, Mac. You're supposed to be following Duncan, I think. James, Rebecca, Molly, supposed to be following Brother Duncan. Hello, Mom. Hello, Pop. All right, put those feet in time with the music, please, if you have not synchronized feet with song. Left, your left, your left, your right, your left, your right, your left. Here comes Gregory marching by. Yes, you're all smiles, aren't you? Hello, Judy. Noble Knights March leading. Danielle, Lance, come on. Hello, Olivia. Hello, Ellen. And here comes Enoch. And Bitsy. Paul, good marching. John, good marching. Alexis, what's the matter? I know, watch out for the T-bone players, these guys right here. Yo! Don't worry, they won't march over you. Just watch where you're going. Hannah, Jed, Elizabeth, good marching. Elizabeth, are you supposed to be leading or following? What's going on here? And here come Zachary and Amy and Valerie and little Sarah. Around for the fifth, sixth time. Good marching. Gently now, Matthew. Caitlin, easy does it. Well, listen to the music. It's soft. You march softly, right? Here comes Levi. Linnea, Sky, Autumn, Topanga. Oh, Mom, thanks for helping out with Topanga. Melinda and Alyssa come marching through. Hello, Ashley. Hello, Allison. Okay, we're going to turn this thing around now to the rear. March other direction, please. Leah, other way. Daniel, you're doing fine, but you're marching the wrong way. Turn it around, please. This is our wonderful Wee Kids March. Here comes Paige. Ian, nice marching. Linnea, Jaden, nice marching, kids. Oh, man. You kids are great in this audience participation thing. You may be seated. Wee Kids going strong here.
If you stub your toe when you get out of bed, and you slip in the shower and you knock your head, if you miss your brekkie and your bike tire's flat, if the dog eats your lunch and you step on the cat, remember the Lord. Remember that he is in control. Yes. Remember the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, he's watching his children. He cares. Oh, remember the Lord. Oh, oh. If you get to school about a half hour late and the principal meets you at the gate, if you can't remember 1 + 2 and you're busted for something that you didn't do, remember the Lord. Oh, remember that he is in control. Remember the Lord. Oh, he's watching his children. He cares. Oh, remember the Lord. Oh, oh. If your daddy's crusty and your mum's in a flap, and you spill the custard in your sister's lap, if you're sent to bed and you don't know why, and you can't get to sleep and you just want to cry. Remember the Lord, oh, remember that He is in control. Remember the Lord, oh, He's watching His children, He cares, oh, remember the Lord, oh, oh.
Oh, I love what the Bible says in Romans 8:28. We know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.
Well, if you're hitting the skids and you're up the creek, if you're down and out and things look bleak, if you're in the pits and you're out for a duck, if you're long in the tooth and short of a buck, remember the Lord, oh, remember that He is in control. Remember the Lord, oh, He's watching His children, He cares, oh, remember the Lord, oh, oh.
And to help you remember the Lord, thank you so much, Colin Buchanan. Cammy, it's yours.
Psalm 107, verses 1 and 8. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds.
To have God's Word put into music, as well as put into our hearts. Steve Green and kids singing for us Psalm 107, verses 1 and 8. Speaking of the Bible, remember today's Bible time? Based on Matthew chapter 18, it was about forgiveness. Do I have to forgive? Oh man, it was so bad. They did terrible things to me and they talked about me and... remember what Jesus went through. But the verse, the memory verse, is taken from Ephesians 4:32, where the Bible says, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you." In other words, as God has forgiven us, we're to forgive others. Ephesians 4:32, good verse to know, good verse to remember, good verse to do, good verse to live as you walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the message of the Bible, as well as the message of we kids here. And what is this? Well, I guess when I say I need a ride, you could never tell what's going to drop in. Mr. Nick here, thank you for joining me for We Kids. And remember, God loves you, and I love you too. I truly, duly do. And let me get over here and climb into this thing and strap on my helmet and put on my seatbelt and see ya. Ooh, this thing's moving. It's like nothing else I've ever ridden on. See ya. Mm-hmm.